Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirak Kodesh. Beizah Hashem Yisborach, we are continuing on to the third part of the first and main topic of Parshas Balak, the brachos of Bilam. By the Aliyah of Revi, or Shishi, when Chukas Balak are connected, Perek Chof Beis, Posuk Lamed Tes. Vayelech Bilam im Balak, vayavoyu kiryas chutzois. And Bilam went with Balak, and they came to a city full of markets. Says Rashi, Kiryas Chutzos Ir Melei Ashvokim, Anoshim Venoshim Votaf Bechutzoseo. And the markets were filled with men, women, and children. What did Balak want by bringing Bilam specifically to this city with markets filled with people? Loimar Rei Verachim Mishloye Okru Eil. See and have mercy that these people should not be uprooted and killed by Am Yisrael. Posuk mem vayizbach Balak bokor votzoin vayishalach leBilam velasorim asher itoi. And Balak slaughtered a bull and tzoin, which is either sheep or goat, and he sent it to Bilam and the sorim that were with him. Says Rashi, bokor votzoin dovol muot, a small amount, bokor echod votzoin echod bilvad, as opposed to what Balak originally told Bilam, ki chabed achabedcho meoid. Posuk memale vayhi vaboiker vaykach Balak es Bilam vayaleu b'moiz bo'al vayar mishom ketzei ha'om. And in the morning Balak took Bilam and he took him up the mountain. On top of the mountain was Avid Zorah called Bo'al. And from there Bilam was able to see part of the nation, part of Am Yisrael. Says Rashi, b'moiz bo'al ketargumoi l'romas dachaltei, to the elevated area where the one that they feared was. And who is the one that they feared? That's this Baal, the Shem Avodah Zorah. That's the name of the Avodah Zorah that was there, Baal. This Perek Chof Gimel was put here by a goy, and it's mamash in the middle of an interaction between Balak and Bilam, and therefore put an X on it. Posuk ale vayoymer Bilam el Balak b'nei livoze shiv'o mizbechoiz v'ochein livoze shiv'o forim v'shiv'o elim. Says Bilam to Balak, build me over here 7 mizbechoiz and prepare 7 bulls and 7 rams. Posuk beiz vayaz Balak kasher diber Bilam vayal Balak uvilam povayil b'mizbeach. And Balak did as Bilam told him, and both Balak and Bilam together, they brought korbanos, they brought a bull and a ram on each mizbeach. Posuk gimel vayomer Bilam leBalak, hisyatzev al oilosecha ve'elecha, ulai yikore Adonai likrosi udvar mayar eini ve'gantiloch, vayelech shefi. And Bilam tells Balak, you stand over here by the oilos that we just brought, and I'll go. Maybe Hashem will appear to me. Normally Hashem appears to me only by night, as we saw at the beginning of the parasha. But ulai yikore miloshen mikre, maybe it will happen to be that Hashem will appear to me. And if he tells me something, I'll tell you. Vayelech shefi. And Bilam went alone. Says Rashi, ulai yikore Hashem likrosi. Because ainu rogi ledaber imi bayoyim. It's not normal for him to speak to me by day, but maybe, you never know. Vayelech shefi ketargumoi yechidi alone. How does shefi come to mean alone? Miloshen shoifi v'sheket, silence. When someone goes alone, shein imoi eloshtika. All that's with him is silence. And therefore shefi, silence, came to mean alone. Posuk daled vayikor Elohim el Bilam vayomer elo v'shivas hamizbechos orachti v'al por v'ail b'mizbeach. And Hashem appeared to Bilam. And Bilam tells Hashem, look, I have prepared those 7 mizbechos. Rashi will tell us what the though is about. And I brought a bull and a ram on each of those mizbechos. Says Rashi, vayikor, loshen arai, loshen gnai, loshen tumaskeri. This word vayikor has the connotation of meaning of it's a temporary thing. It's not a kavua thing. Memikre, loshen gnai, and loshen tumas keri. Kloima, why is this word being used when Hashem is revealing himself to Bilam? Bekoishi ubebezoyin, Hashem could hardly do it, and it's an embarrassment for him. Voloi hoyo niglo olov bayoim, only for one reason. אלא בשביל להראות חיבושן של ישראל, to show how much Hashem loves Am Yisrael, he's even willing to appear to Bilam by day. As Shivas HaMizbechois. Shiva Mizbechois Orachti Ein Ksiv Kan. It doesn't simply say, I prepared 7 Mizbechois. Ela, what does it say? As Shivas HaMizbechois. What is it referring to? Omar Lefonov says, Bilam to Hashem. Avoseim Shaleilu, the ancestors of Am Yisrael, Bonu Lefonecha Shiva Mizbechois. They built 7 Mizbechois. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Rashi will tell us the list in a moment. Vani orachti keneged kulon, and I made 7 mizbechois keneged all of them put together. Avrom bono arbo. Number 1, vayiven shom mizbeach l'ashem ani ro'elov. At the beginning of Lech Lecha. Vayatek misham ahoro, the pasuk continues, he built another mizbeach. Vayel Avrom atzdoim, and again, he built another mizbeach. All those 3 in Parshas Lech Lecha. And the 4th one, bechad bar ha-meriyo, ba'kedas Yitzchok in Parshas Vayero. ויצחק בונו אחד, as it says, ויבן שם מזבח, ויחרו שם עבדי יצחק בעיר. ויעקב בונו שניים, אחד בשכם, ואחד בבייסל. So the 7 מזבחויס that the ovois brought, that's the שיבס המזבחויס. I'm making מזבחויס כנגד them. ואהל פור ואהל במזבח, I brought a bull and a ram. ואברום לא יהלו אלו איל אחד, אברום only brought 1 איל. Posuk hei vayos hem adoinoi davor befivil om vayoi mer shuv el balok v'chois edaber. And Hashem put words in Bilam's mouth and he tells him, return to Balak and say the following. Posuk vav vayos hoveilov v'hinei nitzov al oilosoi hu v'chol sarei moyov. And Bilam returns to Balak and there he is, waiting, standing by the oilos that they brought him and all the sarim of moyov. ויסום שלוי ואומר מן ארום ינחני ולוק מלך מאוב מהררי קדם לכורו ליעקב ולכורו עמו ישראל. And Bilam began saying the allegorical nevuah that he got from Hashem, and he says, Bolok melech moyov brought me all the way from Arom, from the mountains of the east. And what does he want from me? He tells me, go curse the descendants of Yaakov for me. And bring anger upon the descendants of Yisrael. Yaakov and Yisrael is the same person. Why does he use both names? Says Rashi, Olu Yaakov ulo chozeyam olo Yisrael, b'shnei shmoisein omar loy lekalelo. Bolok is Bilam to curse them in both names. Shema echad mem einoy muvok. Maybe one name is not the considered the real name, the name that is used permanently, and therefore to make sure that the klal is chal, use both names. Posuk ches mo ekoy veloy kaboy elu mo ez oim loy zoam adoinoy. But says Bilam, how could I curse if Hashem did not curse them? And how can I bring anger on them when Hashem is not angry with them? Says Rashi, Moya koiv loy kaboy el. Even kishahoyu yiruim niskalel loy niskalelu. Even when they were roi, they were fit to be cursed. Nevertheless, they were not cursed. Surely now that they're not fit to be cursed, there's no curse is going to work. Where were those places that he's referring to, says Rashi? 3 places. Number 1, kishahizkir aviyem es avoinom. When Yaakov Avinu mentioned their chet, the chet of Reuben and Levi, of Shimon and Levi, that they killed Hashem. Kiva apom holgu ish. What does it say over there? Loi kilel elo apom. Shenemar orur apom. He cursed their anger, not them. And the second time, ukshenichnas aviem bemirmo, where their ancestor Yaakov Avinu came in trickery to steal the brachas from Esav. Eitel oviv, or your royally scholarly should have been cursed for stealing the brachas from Esav. Manemar shom, what does Yitzchak tell him? Gam baruch yehiyeh. He is blessed, not cursed. And the third time, later on in history, by Har Grizim and Har Evol, Bamevorchi Nemar Eile Yamdu Levorich Esom, the Tzad of Har Evol is going to bench the Om, and Bamekalelim Loi Nemar Veile Yamdu Lekalel Elom, Lekalel Esom, and the Tzad of Har Evol doesn't say they're going to curse the nation, rather, Eile Elo Yamdu Al HaKlolo, Loi Rotzolaz Kiraleim Shem Klolo. In all 3 places, you see, Klolo is not Shayach to Am Yisrael. Surely I have no chance of cursing them. לא יזו עם השם, אני אין כוחי אלו שאני יודע לך ונשאו שהקדוש ברוך הוא כועס בו. Says Bilam, what's my expertise? I know exactly when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, and that's the time that I curse. But, all these days, Hashem has not got angry, not even once. וזהו שנאמר the Pasuk in Sefer Micha, the Haftorah, Parshas Balak. עמי זכור נו מה יועץ הולך בלק מלך מויוב, ומאונו אויסוי בילום בן מויר, למען דס ציד כויס השם. You have to recognize the tzedakah, the favor that Hashem did for you. All those days, he did not get angry at all, so Bilam should not be able to find that time and curse. Posuk tes, ki mirois tzurim erenu, umigevois ashurenu, hen om levadod ishkoin, uvagoyim lo yischashov. Without Rashi, I would have said, poshup shat like the Ramban learns. Bilam is on top of a mountain now, and he's saying, "Miroish tzurim erenu, umigvois ashurenu." I'm looking at them from the top of the mountain that I am now. The word ashurenu is a synonym for erenu. But Rashi learns, "Ki miroish, I look at their ancestors, at their head, at their roots. Where do they come from? Where does this nation come from? Tzurim erenu, umigvois ashurenu. They come from mighty rocky mountains and hills." Referring to the Ovois and the Imohois. And it is in their merit, the Ovois Veimois, that Leosid Lovoi, Hen Om Levodod Yishkoin, this nation will inherit the world, either referring to this world or the Oilam Abo, the next world. They will inherit it alone. Uvagoyim Lois Chashov, they will not be destroyed like the other Goyim will. Yishashov me, they won't be counted in the destruction of the other nations. That's Rashi's first pshat. We'll see a second when we get to Rashi. Says Rashi, "Kimeroish tzurim erenu, ani mistakel bereishisom uvitchila shoroshayim." I look at the beginning and at their roots. What do I see there? Vani roye oisom yusodim. They're established, vachazokim, and they're strong. Katzurim ugvois halolo, like these rocky mountains and hills. Who are that? Who is that referring to? Are they ovois veimois? She pointed out that Rashi's pshat doesn't fit so well with the timing. Because the correct comma in the timim is kimeroish tzurim erenu. And according to Rashi, it's kimeroish tzurim erenu. Rashi continues, hen om levodod yishkoin, hu asher zochu lo avoisov. It's in the merit of his ancestors that he will be lishkoin bodo, to dwell on his own by himself, ketargumer, targum says. Uvagoyim lo yischashav, also ketargumoi, lo yihiyu nasim koloim shara umois. They will not be destroyed like the other nations. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Sefer Yemayo, ki ese kolo b'chol ha-goyim, but you will not be destroyed like them. Einon nimnim mashal, they won't be counted for the destruction like the others. That's Rashi's first pshat. Davar acher, what does it mean? Hen om levodod yishkoin, uvagoyim lo yischashov. Keshein smeichim, when Am Yisrael is happy, good things are happening. Ein umo smeicho emoim. No other nation will be happy with them. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Parshas Ha'azinu, Hashem bodod yanchenu. He would lead them and they will be alone in their simcha. That's what our Pasuk is referring to. Henam levodod yishkoin. But when the other nations have it good, Heimuchlim im kol echod ve'echod, Am Yisrael partakes in that simcha. But ve'ein oilalo min ha'cheshboin. It doesn't diminish. It doesn't take it off their cheshbon from their schar of Olam Habo. V'zehu b'goyim lo yischashov, it's not counted as their schar when they're enjoying the benefits that the goyim have. Posuk yud mimono afar Yaakov u'mispor es roiva Yisrael. Tomois nafshi mois yeshorim u'sihi acharisi komoi hu. Here too, Rashi has two pshatim in the posuk. We'll see one in the pshat, and then we'll see Rashi in the second one. In the first pshat of Rashi, Rashi learns like Targum, and the word afar, which means dirt, Targum has a double take on it. There's two elements of dirt. Number one, every particle of dirt is very small. And number two, there are many, many particles of dirt. And both aspects Bilam is referring to. Mi mono afar Yaakov, who can count the small ones, namely those that were not counted. All the countings we had in the Torah, they always counted from age 20 and up. But who can count the small ones, the children? There are so many of them, like the dirt of the earth. Umispo, who can count even one quarter of Am Yisrael? The Machanois were divided into four Machanois. Even one quarter of Am Yisrael, who can count? Bilam is so jealous, he says, Halavai, I should die like the Yeshorim of Am Yisrael die, like the Tzadikim of them. I also want to have Usiya Harisi Kamoyu, and my end should be like them. I want to get their schar. Says Rashi, Mimono Afar Yaakov Ketargumoy, the Adkayo Deves Yaakov, but Targum continues. The small one, the children, and then Targum continues. So he's taking a double take on the word offer. Targum continues. What does it mean? Misporis roiva Yisrael chadomi arba masher yosa, one of four camps. Arba de golim. That's the first pshat. Davaracher mimono afar Yaakov in cheshbon mitzvoy shemekaimim beofor. Look how many mitzvahs they have to do, even with a simple thing like dirt. You can't plow with an ox and a donkey. You can't plant kilaim. Eifel poro, poro adumo. Even though that doesn't come from dirt of the ground, but the Torah refers to it as afar. Va'afar soito, v'kayoitzevoim. Who can count so many mitzvahs that you could do even with dirt? Umispores roiva Yisrael, revi oiseihen, referring to Tashmish Amito. Zera hayoitze min haTashmish Elohim, who can count those tipois zera that comes out of Am Yisrael. Tomois nafshi mois yeshorim shebohem, the yeshorim among Am Yisrael, I want to die like them. Adkan, the first broch of Bilam. Says Bolok to Bilam, what did you do? I called you to curse my enemies, and you gave him a bracha? And Bilam answers, I told you, whatever Hashem puts in my mouth, that's what I'm going to guard, and that's exactly what I'm going to say. Posuk Yud Gimel Vayomer Elov Bolok Lechono Iti El Mokoy Macher Asher Tireinu Mishom Efes Kotzei Usireh Vechuloi Lo Yisireh Vekov Noili Mishom. Says Bolok to Bilam, come with me to another place, that you will see them from another place, but you'll only see part of them. You can't see all of them from this new place. And v'kov noili shimisham, and curse them for me over there, from there. Says Rashi, v'kov noili loshen tzivui. It's a commandment. Kalalehu li. Curse them for me. Posuk da yudaled v'yikochehu shedei tzoyfim el roi shapisgo v'yiven shiv'om mizbechois v'yal porvo ayil v'mizbeach. So Bolok takes Bilam to the lookout field. The lookout field is on some tall mountain. That's where you look out in order to see if the enemy is coming. El Roisha Pisgo, he went to the top of that mountain. L'chira, that's the Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk. We'll soon see Rashi seems to be making a drosha on these words, El Roisha Pisgo. And over there, Vaiven Shiva Mizbechois, again, he built seven Mizbechois. And he brought a bull and a ram on each of the Mizbechois. Says Rashi, Shdei Tzoyfi Mokom Govoya, high place, Sheshoma Tzoyfe, the lookout man, Oymed Lishmoel, he stands over there to guard, Im Yovei Chai, Laloir, if there's an enemy army coming to the city. Roish HaPisgo, it seems to me that although the Posh HaPshad is, El Roish HaPisgo means the top of the mountain of Shdei Tzoyfim, Rashi seems to be making a drasha now, Shdei Tzoyfim, the lookout field, that looks over to another Roish HaPisgo, to the tip of another mountain across it. Take a look at Rashi. Bilam lo hoyo koisem levolok. Kivolok. Bilam was not as big as a magician as Bolok was. As Rashi will tell us, oh, Bolok shasido pirtele pores bi Yisrael misham. Bolok saw something bad is going to happen to Am Yisrael from this place. What happened? What really happened? Sheshom Meis Moshe. Roish HaPisgo is the place where Moshe Rabbeinu dies at the end of Parashat Vezoi Sabrocho. As the Pasuk says over there, Perek Lamed Dalid, Pesukim Aleph through Hey, Vayal, Moshe Me'al Vois Moyov El Har Nevoi, Roish HaPisgo. Vayom Osho Moshe Ven Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu died in Roish HaPisgo. And that's the drosha being made over here. Vayikocheus Dei Tzoifim, the field that overlooks Roish HaPisgo. It's not this tip of the mountain, it's the tip of the mountain across it. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't die on this mountain in Moyov, he died in Har Nevoi. So Balak thought what he's seeing in his magician hood, in his koisem, that something bad is going to happen. He was right. What happened was Moshe Rabbeinu died on the opposite mountain. But Kosovo, what Balak thought was, Shesham tochul aleim aklolo azu, vezui apirta ashani roya. He thought that the terrible thing is going to happen from this mountain overlooking the other mountain, and therefore he thought it's a great place to curse Am Yisrael from. Posuk tezvav vayomer el Balak his yatziv koi al oilosecha v'onichi ikore koi. And Bilam tells Balak, you stand over here by the korbonos, and I will be ikore koi. This word ikore is a similar word to what we had above in posuk gimel. When Bilam tells Balak, ula ikore Hashem lekrosi, maybe Hashem will happen to appear to me. But ikore is from Bilam's point of view. Says Rashi, Ikore koi me'eis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ikore loshen espoel. The revelation will happen to me. As opposed to Posuk Yud Gimel, Ikore, from Hashem's point of view. Posuk Dezayin, Vayikor Adonai el Bilam, Vayosem Dovor Befiv, Vayoymer Shuvel Balak, Vechoyset Abeir. And Hashem appeared to Bilam, and the Pasha Pshad, he put the words in his mouth. And Hashem tells Bilam, return to Balak and tell him as follows. Says Rashi, Vayosem Dovo Befiv. Rashi makes a drasha, he put something in his mouth besides the words. Rashi's bothered by Umahi Asimo Azois. What did he put in his mouth? Umachozer Amikra, what would the Pasha be missing if it simply said, Ba'omroi, Shuvel Balak v'choyset daber? Return to Balak and tell him the following. What's this Vayosem Dovo Befiv? And felt Rashi. When Bilam heard that he's not allowed to curse Oma, so Bilam said, what's the point of me returning to Balak to paint him with another bracha? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, put a muzzle and a hook on his mouth, like a person puts this a muzzle and a hook on an animal's mouth, so he can pull the animal wherever he wants. This is not optional. You must, against your will, return to Balak. I'm not sure why Rashi makes this drush over here on Vayosem Dovo Befiv. We had kemat identical words above in Pasuk Hey. Vayosem Hashem Dovo Befiv Vilam. There also you could ask, what ma mikro zech hosel, without saying those words and make the same drasha. But Rashi put it over here for some reason. I don't know why. Posuk Yud Zayin, vayavoy eilov, v'hinoy nitzov al oy lo soy, v'sorey me'ov itoy, v'yim aloy balok, madiber adoynoy. And Bilam comes to Balak, and he's standing over there by the oylois, and the sorey me'ov over there with him. And Balak tells him, nu, madiber Hashem, what did Hashem say this time? Says Rashi v'sorei moyovitoi ulemalohu oimer, above in posuk vov it says v'chol sorei moyov, over here what happened to the kol? And for Rashi kivan shirou shein boi tikva, when some of them saw that there's no hope in Bilam, hol chulay miktsosam, some of them went home, v'lenisharu ela miktsosam, only some of them were left. According to this Rashi, going back to perek chov beis in posuk yud tes. Linu poi gam atem shvu boze gam atem aloylo. Rashi over there says, gam atem stoichem leiler bepachei nefesh korishoinim. You're also going to return disappointed like the first ones. And we were bothered by back then. They didn't. Bilam ended up going with them, not like the first ones. So over there we said bepachei nefesh because the ma'aseh they didn't. He's not going to get the job done. He's not going to curse. But according to this, Rashi, Kudme means literally, you're going to go disappointed. And Taka, some of the Sorei Moyav went disappointed, went back home. Ma diber Hashem loshen tzchoy kuze. Balak is ridiculing Bilam. You're not in charge over here. Hashem is calling the shots. And Bilam starts saying over what Hashem has told him in an allegorical way. And he tells him, you Bolok, don't make fun of me. You stand up on your feet. Show respect to what Hashem has come to tell you. Ha'azino Odai, listen to me, Benoi Tzipoil, the son of Tzipoil. Says Rashi, Kum Bolok, Kivon Shirou Mitzachek Boy, Bilam saw that Bolok is ridiculing him, Niskaven Etzahoy. Bilam wants to get back at Bolok. Amoida Laglecho, stand on your feet, Einro Rashai Leishev, you may not sit down. Vanishaluach Elecho, Bishlichut Shel Mokoy, I'm being sent to you by Hashem. Benoi Tzipoil. Rashi is bothered by the extra Vav. What's Benoi Tzipoil? Ben Tzipoil. Says Rashi, Loshen Mikro, very often when the Pasuk talks in poetry language, it says an extra Vav. Kemoi Chaisoi Yoar, Chaisoi Eretz, Lema'inoi Moim, it's an extra Vav. Pasuk Yutes, Loi Ish Eil, V'chazeivu Ben Adom, V'isnechom, Ha'hu Amar, V'lo Yase, V'diber, V'lo Yikimeno. Without Rashi, I would have learned the Pasuk Pshat like the other Mefarshim. That what Bilam is referring to, just a couple of hours ago, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just benched him. What do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to lie? Hashem is not like a man who lies. He's not like a human being who regrets. If he just benched him, he's not going to curse him now. Hahu omar v'lo yaseh? Would he say something and not do it? V'dibeh v'lo yikimeno? Will he say and not keep his promise? He benched him, he benched him. But Rashi learns not that way. It's not referring to the brocho that he gave them. Rather, Hashem promised Am Yisrael to bring them to Eretz Yisrael. What do you think now he's going to kill them in the desert just because you want to curse them? You think Hashem says and doesn't keep his word? Of course not. Says Rashi, Loi ish kvar nishba lohem la'aviyom loi rishom Eretz Shiva Umois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised them to bring them to Eretz Canaan, the land of the seven nations. Ve'ato sovu la'misom ha'midbar. What do you think you're going to kill them in the desert? Even though Bolok himself never said that, Rashi pointed out above, all Bolok wants is Va'agorashanu min ha'aretz. He doesn't want to kill them, he just wants them out of here. But it could be this is Bilam projecting his own thoughts and feelings about what he wants to happen, and he's putting it on Bolok, even though Bolok never said that. But that's what Bilam really wants. Ha'u omar b'loshen teimo. This is a question with an obvious answer. Ha'hu omar v'lo yaseh? Does Hashem say and not keep his word? Period. Now Rashi quotes Targum on the first half of the Pasuk, on the words Uven Odom v'isnechom. The Targum on v'isnechom is v'sovin u'mismalchin, which means Hashem is not like a person that choizrim v'nimlochim lachzabohem. A human being could regret. Hashem is not that way. Why Rashi is out of order? In Yodea. This Targuma is going on earlier on the Pasuk. Pasuk Chav, Hinei Vorich, Lokochti Uveirich, Velo Yashiveno. Says Bilam to Bolok, you asked me, Ma Diber Hashem? I'll tell you, Ma Diber Hashem. Hashem told me to bench them. Hinei Vorich, Lokochti, I took a brocha from Hashem, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. Uveirich, Hashem himself has benched Am Yisrael, v'lo yashiveno. I'm not going to retract HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha to Am Yisrael. Says Rashi, Nevarich lo kochti, ato she'aleini madi b'Hashem. Guess what? Kibalti mimenu levorech hoisom, to bench them. Uveirich v'lo yashiveno, hu beirich hoisom, he benched them. V'ani lo yoshives b'rchosoi, I'm not going to retract his bracha. Says Rashi, uveirich k'moi uvirich, or uveirach. Rashi's coming to tell us that uveirich is not a noun, it's a verb. You could have mistakenly read the pasuk, and there is a bracha that I'm not going to retract. Says Rashi, no, uveirich, Hashem has benched, a verb. V'cheinu gizras reish, that's how this shoresh with the word reish works. K'moy oyev chireif, k'moy chireif, v'chein uveitzea beirich, almost the same word. Over there, where the end of the pasuk is, uveitzea beirich, Ni'etz Hashem. Rashi teaches the Pasuk in Tehillim, HaMehalel U'mevorech Es HaGoizel. U'boitzeya is a person that steals. And a person who is Beirech, that Gazlon, V'oimer, and he tells him, Al Tiro, Kilo Yisi Onesh, you're not going to get punished, Shalom Yeloch, everything will be good. The end of the posuk, Nietz Hashem, such a person who calms down a gazon, Margizul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that angers Hashem. Ve'ein loymar beirech shem dovo. You can't say that beirech is a noun, because shem kein ho'yanokud bepasach koton, which in Rashi's world, that's called a segoil, ve'tamoy lemalo. And it would have been a mil'el. It would have been u'beirech, similar to oichel. Oichel, when it means a noun, food, it's a segol under the chof, and it's mila'el. The stress is on the first part of the word. Avalafi shuloshin pa'el, it's a verb, who nokuts komets koton. In Rashi's world, that's called a tzere. V'tamalamato, like oichel is a verb. Same thing, uveirech is a verb that Hashem benched. Posuk chof alev lo hibit oven b'yakoy v'velo yiro'o omol b'Yisrael. Adoino yaloi hov imoy usru'as melech boy. Here too Rashi has two pshotim. The first one goes with Targum. We'll see the second one when we see Rashi. The first pshat according to Targum says lo hibit oven b'yakoy, says Bilam. I'm looking and I don't see that Am Yisrael zoiv David zor. I'm looking at, I don't see Averos among Am Yisrael. And even when they do, Hashem Elokim, Hashem is with them. Usruas Melech Bois, Ruas Miloshen Reus. The friendship of the king of Hashem is among them. Hashem is their friend. Hashem loves them. Says Rashi, Lo Hibit Oven Beyakov Ketargumoi. As Targum says, Ishtakolis, I look, Leis Polche Gelulim, but the base Yaakov, there's no Oiv David Azore, Vaaf Lo, or of the Leu Shekar Be Yisrael. I take back what I said before. The second half of the Pasuk, not even if they do Averus, Hashem is with them. According to Targum, there is no Averus. And therefore, because there's no Oiv David Azore, and there's no Averus, therefore Hashem is with them, and Hashem's friendship is among them. That's how Targum learned the Pasuk. Says Rashi, seems to me that these words in Rashi means that the following is not exactly posh pshat, but it's koriv lepshat. This drash is koriv lepshat, I think. Lo yihi bit HaKadosh Baruch Hu oven shebi Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not look at the averos among Am Yisrael. Shekshein oivrin mal dvorov einu medaktek achareyem leisboinen b'oinu shelohem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not medaktek to look at all their averos. Uva'amolon sheiv imu valdosoi, and their averos when they're over on the Torah. Mamash pellet. How does that fit with Maimar Chazal that says, Kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu vatonu yivosu me'oi? Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktek on every avera. He doesn't turn a blind eye to anything. Any of that. Omol loshen avera, kmo yohoro omol. Ki arto omol vochas tire. Why is omol, toil, referring to avera? Lefisha ha'avera hi omol lefnei ha'mokoyim. It toils HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Eloi Kovei Moi, this is according to the second pshat of Rashi. Afilu machisinu mamrim lefonov, even when they do averis and they anger him. Eino izos mitoichom, he doesn't remove himself from among them. Usruas melech boi losh nechiba vereyus, kmo yirei David, oi hev David, vayitno lemerei eyu. V'chein tirgam ungulus, that this truas is not loshen like what we blow in a shofar, it's loshen chaverus, friendship. Where do we see that in Targum? Targum doesn't say usruas, friendship. But what he does say is, Ushchinas malkioin beinehoin. Beinehoin among them. That is a lotion of friendship that's among them. Posuk chobez el moitzi'om mimitzrayim kesoy afo yisrayim loy. Says Bilom to Bolok, you started off telling me, hine am yotzo mimitzrayim, a nation left Mitzrayim. What do you think, it happened by itself? No. Keil moitzion mimitzrayim, Hashem took him out of Mitzrayim. Kisuya fo Yisrael loy, with his mighty strength. According to Rashi's first pshat, kisuya fo is referring to, in kisuya fo is he only has one pshat. Suya fo is meloshen afifo, like a bird who flies up on high. Height is always a sign of strength. Whoever is up on high has a certain strength over the lower one. Re'im meloshen rum, also height. Two loshens of height. Kisuya fo Yisrael, two height, namely, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him out of Mitzrayim with his mighty strength. That's the pshat, the first pshat of Rashi. Says Rashi, Keil moitzi mimitzrayim. Ato amarto hine am yotzo mimitzrayim. Well, guess what? Lo yotzo me'atzmoi elo elokim moitzion. And he took him out, kisuya fo Yisrael loi, kisuykef rum v'guiva shaloi. He took him out with his mighty strength. strength. How does ketoyafois come to mean strength, says Rashi? Like a bird, flies up on high. V'toykev ravu ze, takes strength to fly up on high. V'soyafois ra'im, afifas goiva, a double loshen of up on high, meaning strength. Dovorachel, Rashi's not changing the pshat in ketoyafois, but he's changing the pshat in ra'im. Ketoyafois ra'im toykev ra'imim. Ra'imim is a mighty beast. This is referring to Elo Ashedim. And according to this pshat, Kisrea for Yisraim Loi is not going back on Keil Moitzio Mimitzayim. He took him out of Mitzayim with his mighty strength. Rather, it's a sentence that stands on its own. The Ketoya for Yisraim, the strengths of the Shedim, belong to him. Namely, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in full control even of those mighty Shedim. Posuk Chov Gimel, Kiloi Nachash, B'Yakov, V'loi Kesem, B'Yisrael, Ko'ez, Yomer L'Yakov, Uli Yisrael, Mapo'al, El. Here too, Rashi has two pshotim, and Targum has a third. We'll speak out the first one. When we get to Rashi, we'll speak out the second. Kiloi Nachash, B'Yakov, they're ro'i for a bracha. You know why? Because there's no witchcraft among Am Yisrael. Nachash and Kesem are synonyms for witchcraft. Ko'es, it will come a time that Am Yisrael will be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the Malachim. Am Yisrael will be on the inside and the Malachim on the outside. So much so that Ye'omer Le'Yakov, Lasid Lovoi, the Malachim are going to have to ask Am Yisrael, Mapo'al El, what is Hashem doing? Because they don't know and we do. Says Rashi, Ki lo yinachash b'Yakov, ki ru'im heim lebroch, l'shein bohem menachashim v'ko'ismim. Ko'es, Yomer le'Yakov, oid osid lihi yois eis, ko'es azois, there will be a time. Asher tigolechi bosom ein koil, that the whole world will see how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves them. Shem yoshim lefonov elohimdim toiro mipiv, Am Yisrael will be learning toiro from the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umechitzoson nifni mimalachi ashoreis, and we're in the inner chambers, closer than the Malachi HaShoreis. They mishalu lohem. The Malachi HaShoreis are going to ask Am Yisrael, Ma po'aleil? What is Hashem doing? Because they don't know, and we do. V'zehu shenemar posik in Yeshaya, v'oyu einecho, roya yiseis merecho. We will see our teacher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavayocha, will be teaching us Torah face to face. That's pshat number one. Dvaracha, the second pshat, Ye'omer le'Yakov, einoi loshen osid. Not talking about the future. Elo loshen hoive, present. And according to that, what's the Pasuk telling us? Einon tzrichim lemenachesh v'koisem. We don't need witchcraft. Ki b'chol eish etzorich lehe'omer le'Yakov le'Yisrael ma po'al eil u'magziroisev b'mokoyim. Whenever we need to know what's going on, einon menachesh v'koisem. We don't need witchcraft. Elo ne'mer le'malpi nevi'eyem ma'egziras ha'mokoyim. The Nevi'im tell us, ay urim v'tumim agidim lohem. Or the urim v'tumim tell us. And according to that, Ko'es is not there will come a time. Rather, right now, we could know what's happening right now, even without witchcraft. Rashi ends off, Ve'unkelus loy tirgem kein. Unkelus do not learn like either of these pshatim. Unkel has a third pshat. Let's see Targum inside. Let's see how he learns the pasuk. Arei loy nachashayot tzovon ele deyitav ledeves Yaakov. V'laf lo kisomayo ro'an b'revus beis Yisrael. The witchcrafts are not interested in the good of Am Yisrael. Bilam is referring to himself. I'm the witchcraft over here. I have no interest in doing anything good for Am Yisrael. And nevertheless, I'm giving them brachas. See what's happening. Ke'idonis amar li'Yakov li'Yisrael mo'av ad aloko. And now you could see what Hashem is doing for them. Even though the witchcraft, that's me, don't want to bless them, I'm blessing them against my will. You see how much Hashem loves them? Posuk Chov Dalet, en om kelovi yokum vecharis naso lo yishkav ad yoichal teref vedam chalolim yishte. Here too, Rashi has two pshatim. We'll speak out the first, and then Targum, Rashi quotes Targum as the second pshat. En om kelovi yokum, this nation gets up like a lioness, namely when it gets time to get up in the morning. They jump out of bed and the chap mitzvahs, they put on a talis, krishma and tefillin. Becharis naso, they're not lazy. They rise like a lion. And at night, they don't go to sleep, they don't go to bed until they make sure that all the mazikim around them are torn to pieces by saying Krishma. When we say Krishma, that destroys the mazikim. V'dam chalolim ishteh, and this is how they drink the blood of the mazikim that die around them, so to speak. Says Rashi, Hen om kelovi yokum kishen umdim shnosom shacharis, he misgabrim kelovi v'chari, like a lioness, like a lion, lachtoi v'sa mitzvois, lilboish talis, likrois eshma, uloniach tfilin. Why Rashi puts it in this order, I don't know. L'chayra, you're supposed to put on tefillin before Krishma. Any of that. Lo yishkav balaylo al mitosoi ad shu oichelu mechabel kol mazik abolotofoi. He won't go to sleep until he destroys the mazikim, the spiritual mazikim. Namely, keitzad, koyres shma al mitosoi, and through that, mafkid ruchoi biyad amokim, he puts his neshama in the hands of Hashem. Bo machane geist ve geist lazikom hakadosh baruch hu shoimrom ve nilcham milcham oisom umapilom chalolim. That's the vedam chalolim yishte. I thought it was referring to mazikim, spiritual mazikim, but maybe it's referring also to physical mazikim bandits. Maybe that's the first pshat. Davar acher hein om kelov yokum ketargumoi. Targum taishes the pasuk that when they get to Eretz Yisrael, they won't settle down until they kill out all the nations and they take loot, all the loot, all the nations' property. V'dam chalolim yishte nisnabein shein, let's see Targum inside. Ho ka'amo keleiso shorei uka'aryo yisnato lo yishrei be'arei, they will not settle down in the land ad deyit k'toil k'toil until they kill the enemies. V'nichse amemaya yeros, and they'll inherit the nechosim of the nations. Says Rashi, "V'dam chalolim yishte nisnabe shein Moshe meis at sheyapil malchim midyon chalolim v'yohoreg hu imoim." Moshe saw Bilam is saying over Nevuah that Moshe will not die. This dam chalolim yishte is a personal thing about Moshe, not the general Am Yisrael. Moshe will not die until all the malchim midyon and Bilam himself will be killed. Shenemar veiz Bilam ben Boir hakoisem horgu bnei Yisrael bechorev el chaleleim, together with the other ones that they killed. Pasuk chof hei vayomer Balak el Bilam gam koiv lo yisikovenu gam borich lo yisivorechenu. I think the pasuk pshat in the pasuk is Balak tells Bilam, if you're not going to curse them, at least don't bless them. But I'm not sure if Rashi, this, that's what he means. Says Rashi, gam goy koiv loisikovenu. Rashi is bothered by the double gam in the pasuk. Gam means also. How many alsos could you have in one sentence? That's what Rashi's coming to solve. Exactly how he's solving it, I'm not sure. Says Rashi, gam rishoin mutav al gam sheni, v'gam sheni al gam rishoin. In the Sifsa Hachom, he says something, eloi zachisi lohovin. Rashi brings two other examples where this comes up, a double gam. V'chein gam li gam loch lo yihye. By the Mishpat Shloimoy of the Shteim Noshim Zoinois, that the Shloimoy said, kill the baby, and the one said, okay, also you and also I won't have it. V'chein the posuk in Pas Azinu, gam bochu, gam besula, there also we find double gam. But what Lamaisa, the explanation of the posuk is, according to Rashi, I don't know. Posuk chovo vayan bil'om vayoymer el balok, halloi, dibarti elecho leimoyr, koi lasho yedaber adoinoi, oisoi e'ese. Says Bilam to Balak, what do you want from me? I told you from the start. Whatever Hashem says, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Adkan, the third part of the first and main topic of Parshas Balak, the brochois of Bilam. So far we've learned two of the three brochois of Bilam Arosh.